On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
And we start this lunchtime in America, where in 4 hours' time, Donald Trump will become the country's 45th president. He started out as a businessman, then a reality TV star. Now he's going to be the most powerful man in the world.
What we've done is so special. All over the world, they're talking about it. And I love you folks, and we're going to work together, and we are going to make America great again, and I'll add, greater than ever before.
There you heard him speaking to thousands of his supporters. Not everyone's been backing him, though. Protests have been taking place across the world today, including here in the UK. Dr. Andrew Rowe is an American politics lecturer at the University for Kent.
It's a huge day, but depends which side of the political divide you stand on. I suspect there'll be many, many very pleased Republicans, and perhaps a few worried Republicans as well. But a lot of Democrats, I suspect, today will have their head in their hands.
Well, Nick Rundle used to live in Tenterden. He moved to the state 7 years ago.
People here will miss Obama's approach. Seems like a very compassionate and nice individual who cares about his family and his country. There will be a big population that will miss him, of course.
Well, we'll have full coverage of the inauguration throughout the afternoon.
This is KMFM.
Emergency teams say they've found up to 8 people alive under the avalanche that hit a ski resort in Italy. Rescuers are working to free them and are continuing to search for around 30 people thought to be trapped inside the hotel. A man and woman have been taken to hospital after a car crashed into a building in Herne Bay. Police and paramedics were called after it happened in Station Road at just before 7 last night. The air ambulance was also called. The woman suffered a serious leg injury. A teenager has been charged by police investigating the supply of Class A drugs in Tunbridge Wells. The 18-year-old from Hastings was allegedly carrying a knife along with heroin and cocaine when he was stopped in France Road yesterday. An investigation's underway into the cause of a house fire in Strood. Around 20 firefighters were called to the property in Station Road just before 11 last night. Neighbouring homes also had to be evacuated. Now, more than £130,000 has been raised to help a 2-year-old girl from Kent who needs life-saving treatment in America. Florence Jackson from Tunbridge Wells is battling a rare tumour that affects fewer than 100 people in the UK every year. She's already undergone 20 rounds of chemotherapy, surgery and radiotherapy. Her dad is Rodney.
It's really humbling to see how many people want to help. It really is. It's been a huge help, and so many friends, family and complete strangers just rallying around to help us and help little Flo out.
Police are hunting the driver of a car who failed to stop for officers near Sevenoaks. The vehicle was clocked speeding on the A224 in Halstead at around 11 last night. The police helicopter was called in to help with the search. A man's been jailed for almost 7 years after herbal cannabis and a handgun was found at his home in Medway. Police searched the property in Kingsware Garden after Samson Abisawi was stopped in Strood in July last year. A man who threatened a takeaway delivery driver with a knife in Sheerness has been locked up for 4 years. 18-year-old Michael Cox didn't want to pay for the fried chicken that he ordered to a house in West Street in July last year. He'll serve that time in a Young Offenders Institute. And Chatham's historic dockyard's been given almost £5 million of heritage lottery money. The cash will go towards converting the fitted rigging house into a volunteer centre and library. The building dates back to the 1800s. Here's Rochester and Strood MP Kelly Tolhurst.
The dockyard's already fantastic as it is, but this is another piece of the jigsaw. This is the last big project at the dockyard, one of the most, when you're on the river, it's an iconic building, it's beautiful to look at. This really will just help the next phase of Chatham Dockyard's life.
KMFM. Sport.
Let's take a look at this lunchtime sports news now. Lucy's got more, starting with a new signing at Gillingham.
Yep, that's right. The Gills have signed Czech goalkeeper Thomas Holy on a 2.5-year contract at Priestfield. The 25-year-old impressed new head coach Adrian Pennock, who takes the League One side to Sheffield United tomorrow. He's hoping to get his first result since taking charge earlier this month.
They've been working hard in training. It's not for the lack of trying, but the boys are really up for Saturday's game, so they've been doing okay.
Elsewhere, it's been a good day for Britain's Dan Evans at the Australian Open. After a rain-delayed match, he managed to beat Bernard Tomic to reach the fourth round of the Grand Slam event. He joins world number one Sir Andy Murray in the last 16.
Well, that's it for now. We'll have more news at 2.